Good afternoon. Today we'll be discussing in the case of who kidnapped Goose. I will be interviewing 10 people to try and figure out who did it. We will be asking around 5 questions such as, what were you doing on Friday, October 13th, 2023? Who were you with? How long were you with this person? Who do you think did it? And did you do it? Now, yes, I know the last question is automatically no, but you could always tell someone who is lying. Now, there's 10 minutes I have to do this, so I will have to be short, but it will still be decent. It is a noisy classroom. Let's get to interviewing. Good morning, Trisha. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bentley. I'm doing great.
I have a few questions for you with the following date of Friday, October 13th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What were you doing on that date?
I was playing Roblox.
Who were you with?
I was with Donnie, and we were both playing Barbie Dreamhouse Tycoon.
That sounds about right. Who is your suspicion pointing to?
Jade.
How long?
I will say because I heard her laughing when she got her post-it note. I heard her laughing suspiciously.
Ooh. How long were you with Donnie that day?
The whole class period.
All right, and lastly, did you do it?
I did not.
Why?
Because I love the orange cat.
You love Goose.
Thank you.
Thank you for answering all these questions. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Oh, yes, that was Trisha. I don't think it was her because she made a pretty good alibi. She does play Roblox a lot. So, I mean, it's more believable than some of the other stories. All right, well, next we have Chris. Now, Chris is one of my top favorites in this class. He's mysterious, but he's also pretty chill. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
That's good. I have a few questions about the following day of Friday, October 13th. What were you doing that day?
I was doing a whole lot of nothing.
That's pretty fair.
Mostly reading and writing, I think.
Do you know who you're with, or if you were with anybody?
Nobody likes being around me.
Sorry to hear that. How long? Well, you weren't with anybody, so. Who's your suspicion pointing to?
Mrs. Boots.
Mrs. Boots, why?
Because she specifically said that nobody would be taking Goose, but Goose got taken.
That's fair.
It's either nobody actually took Goose, or it was Mrs. Boots, the only one with the ability to take Goose.
And lastly, did you do it? Did you do it?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for answering all these questions. I hope you have a good rest of your day. That was Chris. I don't think it was him because he, like, just is pretty chill. He usually does write in his story, which, I mean, whatever. I don't think he did it. Good morning, MJ. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's good. I have a few questions about the following day, October 13th. What were you doing on that date?
Well, I was getting Chick-fil-A with Q, where he was getting me a milkshake.
All right, well, how long were you with Q?
Maybe a few hours.
Who's your suspicion to?
My suspicion? I'm not sure.
All right, and lastly, did you do it?
I did not do it.
Well, thank you for answering these questions. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
That was my best friend, MJ. I don't think it was her because she was with Q, and Q and then went to Chick-fil-A and had a milkshake. So, I mean, I think it's pretty solid. Yeah, they weren't here at the time, but yeah, I think her little alibi is definitely more truthful than anything. The next person we have is Q, or also Quentin. Good afternoon, Q. How are you doing today?
I am great today.
That's good. I have a few questions about the date, Friday, October 13th.
Okay.
What were you doing on that date?
Me and MJ were at Chick-fil-A. I was buying her a milkshake as a thank you for helping me with the project.
All right. How long were you with MJ?
A few hours.
Who's your suspicion pointing to?
I think it's Miss Pooks.
Why?
She seems to be the closest to Goose, and maybe something happened.
Everyone that said Miss Boots has said that. So,
the story.
And lastly, did you do it?
I did not do it.
All right. Well, thank you for answering these questions. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Now, Q has a very unique personality. He may be hard to figure out, but I don't think it was him. Because, I mean, he was with MJ, they were at Chick-fil-A, they were having a milkshake. I mean, pretty solid, right? The next person we have is my favorite person in the room, Mrs. Boots. Good morning, Miss Boots. I have a few questions for you, and I want you to think honestly. So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
That's amazing. All right, I have a few questions about the following date, October 13th, 2023. Okay, it was a few weeks ago. What were you doing on that date?
October 13th. Do you remember what day of the week that was?
It was Friday.
It's a Friday. October 13th. Were we on fall break that week?
No.
You know, without looking at my calendar, I don't think I was telling you what I was doing on October. I mean, I guess I was here then, right?
You would think.
I would think. I would have been here. So, I mean, I think that's a fairly safe assumption that I was here.
Okay. So I'm guessing since you were here, you were with the whole class in about 2.5 hours?
Yes.
Depending?
That's correct.
All right. Well, who's your suspicion pointing to?
Okay. I've got a couple of ideas. My number one target is Fatty Patty Patricia.
Why?
So she is sneaky. She's deceptive. She is clever enough to take that cat and kidnap it.
Well, according to her, she was playing Roblox with Donnie, so...
You know, that sounds like an excuse.
Sounds like an excuse, all right.
But she's one that could play off innocent. Now, having said that, you did mention someone else. And Donnie, you know, I think he's got it out for Goose. And I could see him kidnapping that cat. They're the two prime suspects in my mind.
So do you think they did it? Because there's two kidnappers.
There's two?
Yeah.
Then they're totally in cahoots.
They're in cahoots?
Yeah, it's the two of them.
Hmm. All right, all right.
Hands down, the two of them.
All right, and then lastly, did you do it?
No. Goose is my baby. Goose is my cat. I would never kidnap my own cat. Because Goose and I are like peas in a pot. He would never leave me. I would never leave him. We love each other. But... I feel confident. I mean, I know it wasn't me.
All right. Better hope that.
I am.
All right. Well, thank you for answering the questions, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I hope we can figure out who kidnapped your cat.
Me too.
Man, Miss Boots really is the only teacher that ever actually listens to me, so I don't hope she's the kidnapper. I don't think it was her because she really loves Goose. Goose is her little child, she's her baby, everything. I don't really think she did it. But the next person we have is Jake. Good afternoon, Jake. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Well, that's good. I have a few questions for you about October 13th.
Great.
What were you doing on that date?
Okay, so I can't remember the exact events because, you know, it was a pretty long time ago. I wasn't doing too much, honestly. I was just kind of editing stuff on my computer. I think, yeah, Grant was right next to me. We were kind of talking for a minute. And, I mean, there were a few other people in class, but people were also doing projects. It might have even been during break.
So. All right. Who were you with?
Like I said, Grant, and then,
just classmates, really?
Yeah, I think Miss Boots might have been, like, up at our desk or something, but
right.
I don't completely remember.
So you were there for about 2.5 hours,
yeah.
Roughly. All right. Who's your suspicion pointing to?
I mean, it's kind of hard to say right now. I can't pick, like, multiple people, can.
You can.
Just, like, a couple.
There's two kidnappers.
Two kidnappers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Man. I guess if I had to pick two, weirdly enough, I guess... I know. I feel like Chris might be one of them. But then the second one... I'll either have to go with, JD, for some reason, just made me too happy.
A little too happy?
Something.
Trisha said...
Trying to hide something, I don't know.
Well, Trisha said that she thinks it's JD because she's been laughing a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that checks out.
All right, well, did you do it?
No.
No, you wouldn't kidnap
Most definitely
Goose?
Not. I would hate if something happened to Goose.
All right.
So bad for him.
Bring back Goose.
Such a good actor.
Such a good actor. Well, thank you for answering all these questions.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a good day. J Jake is one of the coolest people I know. He's in love with dinosaurs. He's hard to figure out, but I don't think it was him because he seemed really emotional about Goose. Like, a kind of a sense of, I don't know, just he was really sad that Goose is gone. Now, let's move on to our favorite movie nerd, Grant. Good morning, Grant. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Well, that's good. I have a few questions about the day, October
13th, 2023. Okay.
Right, so what were you doing on that day?
Well, it was actually my mother's birthday, so I was celebrating with her.
Well, that's good. How long were you with your mom?
About the whole night, really. We didn't have many plans except for celebrating.
That's good. Who do you think did it?
Huh?
Kidnapped Goose.
Goose?
Yeah, the little orange cat.
No.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know he's been gone.
He's been missing for about a month.
No.
Yes.
What? I had plans with Goose.
Oh, why?
Because we're close buddies.
You're close buddies, that's good.
I don't know, but the only person I can suspect even thinking about taking Goose would be Donnie. I don't know, he's just has weird motives.
Yeah, that sounds about right for Donnie. All right, and lastly, did you do it?
No, I never do that.
Well, are you sure? You said you had plans with Goose.
Yes, I have plans with Goose. Me and him are about to go out to eat, get a sandwich. Okay, I love sandwiches.
Does he love sandwiches too?
Yes, he loves sandwiches, especially the fish sandwiches.
Right, right, he's a cat. All right, well, thank you for answering the questions. I hope we can find Goose.
Same.
Have a good day. Grant is one of the chillest people in this class. I mean, he's in love with movies and all of that, but I don't think it was him because he was with his mom. You know, I think that's pretty solid. I mean, his mom was there. It was her birthday. They were celebrating. Good morning, Jenna. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty great. Otherwise, I'm being sick. So.
Yeah, I hate being sick. All right. I have a few questions about the date, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
All right. What were you doing on that day?
So, today, Friday the 13th. Monday, everyone hates Mondays, came to school, went to school, and we actually started a rehearsal crew for a vaudeville, so I was there until 3:30 to 6:30, and then I had narrations to do afterwards, and then after, I had to go to my boyfriend's NHS induction, so I was there with his parents, and then we ate cookies, and I went home and went to bed because I was really tired.
Sounds like you had a busy day. No time for kidnapping? Okay. So you said that you were with your boyfriend's parents, you were at school, so you were pretty much around a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think did it?
I'm not gonna lie, I think it's Jake.
Jake? Ooh.
Because I heard him, like, I was editing, like, 20 minutes ago, and you said something about, are you ready for this interview? He's like, oh, look, he stuttered.
Mm.
I was like, that's kind of a little suspicious.
A little suspicious. He did pretty good on his interview, though.
Yeah.
And lastly, did you do it?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for answering all these questions. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
That was our last person to interview. Personally, I think it was Donnie and Grant that did it. Now, let's talk to the actual people who did it. Thank you for doing this interview. Can you state your names and why you did it?
I'm Quentin.
I'm Jenna.
And why did you do it?
I did it because, one, I don't like cats. I'm very much a dog person. And that cat, it took Nick Fury's eye. Why would you do that?
Too much trauma right there.
Too much trauma.
All right, Jenna, why did you help Q?
Just overhyped. I don't even like that cat to begin with. I thought it was getting too much attention, and I did not like that.
Whoa. All right. Well, thank you for letting us know. I hope y'all spend the rest of your days in prison for kidnapping a cat. I do not wish a good day on y'all. All right. Bye. I wanted to thank everyone that participated. Thank you for listening, and I hope everyone has a good day. This is only episode 1, so be on the lookout.